From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. National Transportation Safety Board officials at the scene of last night's fiery crash involving a Metro North commuter train and a stopped SUV north of New York City say they're still trying to determine exactly what happened, though they say they will figure it out. Killed were the female driver of the SUV and five men aboard the train. Most puzzling, according to NTSB board member Robert Sumwalt, is why the vehicle was sitting on the tracks.
For reasons that are not precisely known at this time, but reasons that we intend to find out, for whatever reason, the Mercedes SUV was stopped on the tracks.
By using the train's so-called black box recorders, investigators hope to figure out how fast the train was going when it slammed on its brakes. The crash sent the SUV 1,000 feet down the tracks, catching both the vehicle and the train on fire. In Jordan today, mourners grieve for a brutally slain pilot killed by the self-described Islamic State, and many are vowing revenge. NPR's Peter Kenyon was at the funeral, which took place in the pilot's village.
It was a massive outpouring of grief and anger over the fiery death of 28-year-old pilot Muadh Kassaspe. His family, who had questioned the government's move to join with Washington and others in the anti-ISIS coalition, spoke eloquently about avenging his death, urging the government to move well beyond the execution of two Iraqi militants that followed news of Kassaspe's demise. Older brother Jodad Kassaspe says ISIS, known here as Daesh, must be stopped.
But really now, Daesh war, it is my war. And it is war for all Muslims and for all countries.
Jordan's King Abdullah returned home to find a population much more behind him than when he left. The question, analysts say, is how long will that last? Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jordan.
The Obama administration's Syria policy came under fire today during a confirmation hearing for Ashton Carter, the White House's choice to be the next defense secretary. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Republicans on the Armed Services Committee complained that U.S.-trained Syrian rebels are vulnerable to air attacks by Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. Carter responded that the rebels must first target the so-called Islamic State fighters in Syria.
But I believe that they also need to be creating the conditions for the removal of Assad.
That led to this response from Senator John McCain.
He really didn't respond, in all due respect, Dr. Carter, to sending young Syrians in, training them in Saudi Arabia, and sending them into Syria to be barrel bombed by Bashar Assad.
Still, both the committee and the Senate are expected to approve Carter's nomination. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Payroll processor ADP says private sector companies were hiring at a solid pace last month. The company says private employers added 213,000 jobs to payrolls. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 6 points. You're listening to NPR News. Michigan's governor says the state will officially recognize more than 300 same-sex marriages performed during a brief period when they were allowed last year. State's Republican Governor Rick Snyder announcing today he won't appeal a ruling that the state must recognize same-sex marriage. U.S. District Judge has said the marriages are valid but put his decision on hold for 21 days pending an appeal. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to consider the legality of Michigan's 2004 voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage. The Obama administration is releasing new enrollment numbers for the Affordable Care Act. As NPR's Anders Kelto reports, nearly 10 million Americans have purchased or renewed health insurance in the current enrollment period.
Secretary of Health and Human Services Sylvia Burwell says she's encouraged by the numbers. And she emphasizes that the sign-up window for insurance closes on February 15th.
The clock is ticking, so we want to remind everyone, if they don't sign up for that coverage by that deadline, they'll have to wait until next year to sign up with coverage.
Since this enrollment period began in November, 7.5 million people have purchased insurance through the federal website, healthcare.gov, and 2.4 million have bought insurance through state exchanges. The numbers are expected to rise as the February 15th deadline approaches. Burwell says to avoid longer wait times, it's best to register early. Anders Kelto, NPR News, Washington.
Federal magistrate today has delayed a hearing for a jailed treasure hunter currently facing extradition to Ohio. He's charged with cheating investors out of tens of millions of dollars worth of gold recovered from a sunken ship. 62-year-old Tommy Thompson was found at Hilton Hotel in Palm Beach County last week, where he and a woman apparently have been hiding for 2 years. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.